This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump administration is urging U.S. states to get ready to distribute a potential COVID-19 vaccine by November 1st, 2 days before the U.S. presidential election. It's the latest sign of the accelerating race to deliver a vaccine by year's end. Dallas-based wholesaler, a McKesson Corporation, has a deal with the federal government to set up centers to distribute a coronavirus vaccine when it becomes available. But some health officials are concerned that the U.S. is not ready for a massive COVID-19 vaccine effort. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Doctors, nurses, and health officials interviewed by the AP and Kaiser Health News expressed concern about the country's readiness to conduct mass vaccinations and frustration after months of inconsistent information from the federal government. In a memo released this summer, the CDC told health departments to draft vaccination plans by October 1st, but local health departments say they're worried they lack the staff, money, and tools to distribute, administer, and track millions of vaccinations, most of which will require two doses. To reach herd immunity against the coronavirus, experts say the nation would need to vaccinate roughly 70% of Americans. Jennifer King, Washington.
The World Health Organization is issuing new guidelines on the use of life-saving drugs hours after a study showed inexpensive steroids cut death rates in the sickest COVID-19 patients. The WHO guideline panel made a strong recommendation for the use of the drug therapy given orally or through an IV for COVID-19 patients in critical and serious condition. That panel made another conditional recommendation. This was against using those same steroids in people with the milder COVID-19 cases. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.